This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live, live Saturday show. The phones are open here if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
And the revolution is only one hug away. It's the captain.
We're going to continue, of course, with your calls and thoughts. If we get the chance, I want to dig in a little deeper into what's going on with the Freedom Convoy up in Canada. Not just in the city of Ottawa, but also on the bridge, the main bridge between Canada and the United States, the Windsor Bridge, the Ambassador Bridge, I guess is what it's called, but it's between Windsor and Detroit.
One of our callers had mentioned Gretchen Whitmer, the governess of Michigan, and the difference between her reaction to the truckers' convoy for freedom or for anti-mandates versus the BLM movement, where you know she strutted around with some BLM folks and you know welcomed them to the city, etc., and so on, right? And she's completely opposed to any of this trucker business.
Support the workers, unless they're the people who actually keep the country together.
Right, are working.
Yeah. So porkfest.com is the Porcupine Freedom Festival's website, and that is where you can go to learn more and get tickets for the upcoming Porcupine Freedom Festival. This will be the 19th, apparently, annual Porkfest. And last year, we got Dennis Pratt with us on, he's on the air with us right now. He's one of the organizers of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and he started doing the main organizing tasks last year, brought some interesting changes, to the forefront, and as a result, perhaps, it became, or maybe it was also a confluence of the fact that COVID was really setting people off and making people want to actually change their
lives.
Sometimes
the right coach finds the right team.
Yeah,
you know?
Everything kind of came together, I think, Dennis. And anyway, you're back on again for this year, and you're saying this event is nearing a sellout. How close? I've heard rumors it's three quarters sold out at this point. How close are we?
Yeah, it used to be three quarters. We're now around 82%. We just increased the prices because we really don't want to sell out almost immediately. You know, the people who've been to Porkfest, they know how good it is, especially the people who went last year. They go, oh my God, you know, this, with this total decentralization, the hub strategy and having, hubs all throughout the campground. I know Ian, you couldn't make it out there, but that's basically what we did. We've turned it into, this campground wide festival where we have lounges and we have venues scattered throughout the entire campsite. And so just for as an example, in 2019 we had 100 events through the week, which, you know, is a good number and a lot of fun and all that type of stuff. Last year we had 700.
Wow. So there's a whole lot more choice.
Big a jump. It was seven times the number of events, all because we decentralized.
Nice.
And we, you know, there was you know, of course the Christian Hub and of course Free Talk Live and but there was also the Women's Hub and there was a, I won't even go into some of the hubs, but
we are on broadcast radio.
Range of interest, and you know, and because we were so open to this decentralization and the hub emergence from bottom up. What I found was there would be these hubs that would crop up that would surprise the heck out of me. You know, the one I'd like to point out almost all the time is there was a knitting hub. Now, I would never, ever, ever have thought of a knitting.
Right. Right, and that's a great point, because you as the organizer of this, you know, in previous years, prior to this decentralized system that, you know, you came up with, the organizers would have to sit around and say, all right, well, what should we talk about on Thursday? What should we, you know, who should we invite on Friday? And like you said, you would have not thought, okay, well, let's have a, you know, a session for the knitters. But yet, you know, from the bottom up, these people, there were enough of them, and they said, hey, we need to get together, we can knit together and talk or do whatever it is that they're doing.
I'm a big fan of quality crocheted goods, so,
yeah.
You know.
And then, of course, course, there's, of course, the crypto people, and they had their own thing going on. It really sounded like quite an event, and the only reason I wasn't there was because I was under threat of violence if I left my house from the federal government. But hopefully I will be able to attend at least for a day or two this coming year. Maybe more, we'll see. It just depends on whether or not the federal gang will loosen my leash enough to let me out, but we've got a few months before that happens.
You were certainly there in spirit. I mean, the largest venue that we have, I really only schedule two venues. And other than that, what I do is I support all these hubs creating their own little spaces and stuff. I give them tools and let them advertise their hubs and let them advertise their events. And, so it's all kind of infrastructure, giving in the infrastructure in order to allow creativity to emerge. But the largest hub, which we call the Pavilion, was last year called the Crypto 6 Pavilion.
Yeah. Cool.
And, there was a lot of warm feeling and wishing you were there throughout the campground.
Well, thank you. So let's get back to the tickets. You said maybe 20% left. You're over 80% sold out at this point. This thing's going to sell out probably like within the next month or so, it seems like. So folks want to go to porkfest.com. It's PORCFEST.com. It's $95 for the general admission ticket. That gets you the entire week of June 20th through the 26th. What else can you mention about these tickets?
Well, I think Kevin actually was mentioning, well, where do you stay? So
great
today,
question.
I think it was today or yesterday, the last of the campgrounds were sold out.
Hold on, let me just follow. Let me clarify what you mean by that. Does that mean that the RV sites and the campsites are sold out? Because at Rogers, there's a whole bunch of RV sites, and then there's a whole separate area of quote unquote campsites.
Yeah.
Is all of it sold out?
All sold out, my friend.
Wow.
All sold out.
What about the two hotels on site?
Those were gone early.
Yeah.
Those were gone early. And Cabot is sold out. And so, there's a couple of choices, right? You can move out, a few miles to some of the hotels in the surrounding area. And last year we actually had people who were as far away as a lodge or a hotel, or some people gathered together and did an Airbnb. But there are people who are as far away as a half hour to drive in and out. But the other thing that we're doing is we have kind of this aftermarket going. So we have, people trading spaces and sharing spaces. And, someone will get a hotel room, but they have, an extra bed, so they get a roommate. Or they have a campsite, and they're only putting up a small tent, so they're going to bring in some other people. Or like they have an RV.
Like a secondary market for tickets,
sort of?
Yeah.
So I actually was building that just the other day. We have a way that you can kind of say, this is what I have. And kind of who I'm looking for, or this is what I'm looking for. And, so it's just kind of a board that people can kind of put up their desires.
Where does one go to find this? Is this on a specific site, or is it the Porkfest website? Where does this appear?
Well, I highly recommend. I mean, Porkfest is such a great experience when you're there, but a lot of the fun of Porkfest is actually talking and meeting with people who are in your affinity groups, who are already excited about what it is that you're excited about, and you can talk to them and discuss, and then when you get to Porkfest, you already know these people, right? And you go, and you maybe have a hub around your affinity group. So we have a group on Telegram, and we have a group on Facebook. And that's really what I recommend people do. On Facebook, it's called Porkfest Plans. Porkfest Plans. And if you go there, you can say, hey, I'm looking for this. And people will direct you and take you by the hand and share with you. And on Telegram, it's called, I think it's PF for Porkfest, attendee chats. Both of those places are just great places to meet other attendees and then find the different affinity groups. On Telegram, I think we had last year something like 40 or 50 virtual affinity groups where people got together beforehand to talk about what they were going to do and create at Porkfest. And they all made fast friends, and then they were at Porkfest. They enjoyed that, and then afterwards they continued that connection.
Yeah, and a bunch of people made the move to New Hampshire as well, by the way. Record numbers, the Free State Project hit, I think it was over 1,000 movers in the year 2021. So pretty impressive.
Awesome.
I expect.
And just and that is Porkfest with a C, not with a K.
Correct.
P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T. Porcupine. Stands for Porcupine.
Dennis, thanks for joining us here. Definitely appreciate it. And hopefully you'll call us with some updates as things get closer.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join us here. The number 603-283-6160. And there are a lot of people that want to talk tonight, so we're going to get to every call that we can. Have plenty of time to do it. We're not even halfway through this episode. The number 603-283-6160. Also, we don't talk about this a lot, but there is an extra way to call in, and that is our SIP line. You can go to SIP.freetalklive.com. I've got six potential phone lines where people can call in, and one of the six is the SIP line. So if the regular phones are busy, the SIP line is almost always open because no one knows how to use it.
In the business, it's known as mental telephony.
Is that what they call SIP?
Well, telephony is the trade name for voice over IP.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of mental telepathy, it's mental telephony.
Gotcha. Yeah. So anyway, SIP is a voice over IP system that allows you to call from basically any internet connection. It's free to use, but it just takes a few minutes to set up. So you got to jump through some hoops to get it set up. But once you get it set up, then you boom, boom, hit a couple buttons, and you're on our phone.
Sounds great, too,
and it does sound better than your average phone call. So check it out, sip.freetalklive.com. Also, check out Give Directly. They're the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people who are living in extreme poverty. And we're talking about the kind of poverty where you have to walk for, you know, miles to go get some water that you can drink. That's what we're discussing here. It's families in Bemet and Kilifi counties in Kenya that we're helping out. Give Directly has been doing research, and they've been giving people hundreds of millions of dollars, over $400 million to over a million people in the last decade. And they find that it helps people when they can make decisions for themselves with cash. They can get employment, nutrition, health, and education. It really helps them out. And if you think this is a good plan, we want to help you by doubling your money and matching your funds up to $30,000 in total. You can go to give.freetalklive.com to help out. That's give.freetalklive.com. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. Andy is on the line. He is en route, coming back up to apparently Massachusetts. Andy, welcome back. You're on Free Talk Live. Former co-host, by the way, on Free Talk Live.
What is up, New Hampshire? Ian, Captain Kickass, my man.
What's up, Andy?
Loving your haircut tonight, brother.
Yeah, well, I styled it just for you, bro.
Peakless Mountaineer is with us as well. Andy, you've got a YouTube channel. It's Go Within to Get Out. That is many of our listeners may recall that. You hosted our show for a time, like a year. I don't know. Has it been more than a year that you've been gone?
I think so.
I left on December 22nd last year, 2020 technically. I got to Charlotte Christmas Day after my car overheated twice, and then I'm driving back to Massachusetts right now for my grandmother's funeral.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, what on earth could possess you to go back to Massachusetts? And you've got a good reason for it, so okay.
And the only reason I'm driving is because I won't wear the slave muzzle, ritualistic shame muzzle on my face.
Yep.
So my car has 264,000 miles on it. It's like round trip, it's like 1,700 plus miles.
Wow.
And I'm doing that because of the tyranny in this country. So I would love to see you guys. I'm going to be home for at least like 4 or 5 days. I'd love to come up and jump on with you guys if you got a slot open this week.
Yeah, I don't know how the week is looking, but feel free to reach out to me direct after the show, and we'll see, you know, what we got going on. Always good to catch up with you. But what's going on, in down south? I mean, is how crazy is the COVID situation in North Carolina? Have things pretty much gone back to normal? What's the latest?
It's not looking good, dude.
Oh, boy.
North Carolina is, like, leading the charge in tyranny, like, right up there with the likes of, like, New York State.
Really?
California. They were one of the first places that said 12-year-olds can decide whether or not to take the injection without the knowledge or consent of their parents. That happened last year.
Wow.
Davidson College, right up the road, 30 minutes north of Charlotte, where Stephon Curry played, the dude from the Warriors. They are requiring 5-year-olds to show proof that they got one dose, and 12-year-olds and anyone older than 12 to show proof that they got two doses just to see a basketball game.
Damn.
And I actually tried to live stream it 2 weeks ago, and they actually just censored the video and deleted it. I'm trying to figure out how to live stream on Odyssey. I haven't quite figured that out yet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not looking great down here in the city. I mean, it's about a million people in Charlotte, and there's already been, you can't see a live music show in Charlotte without showing proof of vaccination.
Ugh.
Yeah, that even happens to some extent here in New Hampshire,
Boston,
depending on
Boston
who's putting
too,
the concert.
Right?
Yeah, depending on who's putting on the concert, the concert promotion company or the artist can specify that they will or will not play a show with or without vaccine requirements or mask requirements. And so when they I've tried to go to a few shows here in New Hampshire. And
God.
And one in Boston that I've since bailed on as well, but for all of those reasons, because I can't get into one without showing the papers or wearing the mask.
Yeah, one of the big, we were talking earlier about the convoy for Canada, and one of the big differences is a lot of the tyranny that exists in the United States is coming through the so-called private companies that really just answer to the government instead of the government directly itself.
Absolutely. The whole country has been taken over by, corporations that absolutely are in lockstep with the government.
Well, and I mean, in most cases, they're literally owned by parts of the government through their retirement funds.
Or BlackRock. BlackRock, BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard. We know that they own both sides of the media, every side of Big Pharma. It's sickening, and in Charlotte, it's just, you could feel the walls closing in. I mean, there's a reason that I was outside with you, Ian, and nobody, and Aria, and a few others, Mr. Penguin. There's a reason I was outside on Thanksgiving in 2020 in 35-degree weather, raining sideways outside of the Attorney General's house. 2 years ago, almost. A year and a half ago. There's a reason I was out there.
Yeah, those were pretty entertaining video, by the way. People can go to Free Keen on Odyssey,
yeah,
and they can search for the Attorney General or whatever it was, Thanksgiving, and that'll come up. Andy, hey, enjoy the ride. Thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. And
peace, man.
Maybe we'll see you in a few days. Phones are open here at 603-283-6160. We got to get more people who love liberty to get the hell out of wherever they are and get to New Hampshire and stay here and get active to help us have some freedom.
You know, be historical. Do something that nobody else has ever done, or help us try to.
Right. What do you want to tell your kids or your grandkids, right, that you did when the COVID thing was happening?
And, I mean, these are times where real change is happening and possible. So if you're going to do it now.
Yeah, and the fact is, you've got to have numbers. You've got to have people backing you up. And that's what the truckers are showing, right? Like the protests there in Ottawa, they couldn't have done it if it was two guys. Right? Like, if it was just a handful of trucks, they wouldn't have cut it. They had to outnumber the police.
Yeah.
And then everything changes.
Yeah, it's like that moment from, I think it was Ants, where the grasshopper's like, no, we're going back there because we don't want them to figure out that they outnumber us 100-1.
Exactly. That changes everything. So we're going to continue here. You can join us. The number 603-283-6160. And we do have some news about the Ambassador Bridge protest, which police swarmed in on. They got the Bearcat out, the armored personnel carrier. They brought in dozens of armored troops.
And this was bound to happen.
We'll tell you how that went, or is still going, apparently. The number here is 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke on the phone with the President of France, Emmanuel Macron. Then later he spoke with President Biden. Both calls were about what would happen if Russia escalates tension by invading Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke on the phone with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov to discuss acute concerns that Russia may be considering launching further military aggression against Ukraine. The State Department also issued a travel advisory warning not to travel to Ukraine due to the increased threats of Russian military action. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said they continued to see signs of Russia escalation around the border. Also on Friday, Biden warned Americans currently in the Ukraine that it was time to leave. This is USA Radio News. Police are enforcing a judge's order to remove anti-COVID-19 mandate protesters who've blocked the Ambassador Bridge on the U.S.-Canadian border for days. The so-called Freedom Convoy protests, which initially focused on the Canadian government's vaccine mandate for cross-border truckers, expanded to a broader movement against public health measures to limit COVID-19 spread. It first started in Canada's capital, Ottawa, and returned to block the Ambassador Bridge, connecting Windsor, Ontario, and Detroit. Protesters have shut down the bridge, disrupting auto companies by blocking trucks from moving auto parts between the countries. The Bank of Canada warned protesters that continuing to block the border crossing will hurt the supply chain. The Automotive Parts Manufacturers Association and several other auto groups requested the injunction, arguing that the blocking of traffic has cost the sector tens of millions of dollars each day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Dennis there a moment ago, the founder, the current organizer of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. He's a free stater who lives out on the seacoast, great activist. But it reminded me, you know, we haven't been talking about Forkfest like we should. So we should get back on the subject of reminding our listeners.
What the fork is that?
That Forkfest is coming up. And it's coming up right after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. In fact, it is the week that follows the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's happening June 27th through July 3rd. And it is a little different than the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's kind of like, I think it's sort of become, and there was a time when Forkfest was kind of like competing for being the number one Freedom Festival, because the Porcupine Freedom Festival had a few years where it was just, it was bad. There just weren't a lot of people coming to it at all. But now it's become huge. And I think it's really a big factor is COVID, right? COVID came in. A lot of people said, oh, my God, this is crazy. This tyranny. We got to do something. Oh, there's this thing called the Free State Project. I wasn't really serious about it before. But all right, let's go check out the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And that happened to a large extent last year for the first time for a lot of folks. And so Forkfest seems to have come become like kind of like the after party.
It really is, yeah. At least the couple of years, I guess I've been, this will be my third year, but the last couple of years, and it's been fun, man. I mean, I've been able to simultaneously relax and party my ass off.
Yeah. I think it was a lot of it was a confluence of the COVID regime coming in at the same time as a major decentralization, whereas it had been a lot more centralized at Porkfest, and that kind of bled over into Forkfest and made sort of a competition there.
Right.
And I mean, I just have to say that the whole Porkfest Forkfest thing really is like it's proof of concept of a voluntarist society, because you do get like, okay, if you want your family friendly, go up the hill. If you want sort of the parties, go down the hill. If you want to go into spiritual village, go over here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very much like the kind of world where we want, where, okay, well, you have these values, you go over here with this community where they have similar values and you can be part of that, and there's crossover, of course.
And the most important part is it's all self-regulated.
Right.
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 The most important part.
Right. I mean, Dennis was even mentioning how, like, there's this secondary market, and that's the thing. All of the market is free there. It's all free market.
Yeah, and for a lot of people, it's a real experience. I mean, the first time you ever attend one of these things, it's like if you've ever been to a libertarian convention before, this is nothing like that.
Right.
It's way more fun, number one, because you're at a campground instead of some stuffy hotel. And it's just kind of a different, totally different vibe than you're ever going to come across. So make sure you check out the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And then the second week, you've got Forkfest. And if Porkfest, I shouldn't say if, I mean, it seems like a certain sellout this year. You can't make it to the Porcupine Freedom Festival? Well, come on out to Forkfest. It's a smaller event. There's no doubt. You know, it's a fraction of the size of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But Forkfest was the number one sponsor of the Porcupine Freedom Festival last year and the year prior to that. So, like, there's an awareness. People know that it's there. And I think that we're going to probably get some spillover. I would hope so. We're going to get some spillover. Well,
and I know some people plan their Forkfest excursion around their 4th of July, vacation. So.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Well, that's right. So Forkfest ends on July 3rd,
right.
And usually the hotel or the campground that we're at, they have a killer, and I mean killer, fireworks spectacular that they do that very same weekend. So expect that that's likely going to continue. I have not confirmed 100% with the campground owner that but
I cannot promise explosions, but we expect them.
It's gone like 43 years in a row, so I mean the odds are it's going to go this year too. So you really, that's one of the nice perks about Forkfest, is you have a cool, like, chilled out week hanging out with cool freedom people after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and then it culminates in an amazing light show, an amazing fireworks show at the end of the weekend. So check that out at forkfest.party. Oh, and by the way, there are no tickets for Forkfest.
Right.
You just get your campsite from Rogers Campground, get your RV site, get your hotel room, which there's no way they're sold out at this point, and then you show up and have a good time.
And if there's something that you want to see at Forkfest, then bring it and do it. Don't have the expectation that somebody else is going to bring and do the thing that you
right.
want. Like, have the expectation that, hey, you know what? I heard that this isn't there or wasn't there last year, or, you know, talk to people and find out what. And if there's something you want to see at Forkfest, bring it and do it.
Make it happen.
Yes.
That's kind of the idea behind it. So let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts. We're going to go first to Mark. He's calling us from Daytona Beach, listening to WNDB on the radio. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, I heard it's easier to fool somebody than it is to convince them they've been fooled.
That's true.
How do we get people to realize that this Pfizer thing is just making the government money and the government's in bed with the big pharmacy? I mean,
people
it's crazy.
Absolutely double down on their decisions.
Yeah, people are going to believe what they're going to believe. I mean, if they have the, like you're saying, the double down effect, if they have bought this thing to the point where they've injected themselves three times, you're probably wasting your breath.
Yeah.
I am. I mean, I talk to people, like, how can you be that stupid? It boggles the brain. Also, I'd like an address to physically mail cash to the Freedom Truckers in Canada. And if they ever start in the United States, I want to mail them double the money.
Yeah.
I don't trust
PayPal. I know you called about this, I think it was last week, and unfortunately, I have not seen anything like that. It seems like all of the fundraising is being done through Bitcoin at this point. The centralized fundraisers have absolutely failed, so mailing cash would be an alternative option that is pretty hard to stop, technically.
Yeah, Yeah, the
yeah,
government's in
they
the,
can't
the government's
trace it
in the
either. I mean,
are,
unless they keep the envelope, and I won't put my address on it. Screw them.
Yeah, the governments and the banks are definitely conspiring on this one.
Big time.
Yeah.
In fact, I have a story about that tonight where TD Bank is now freezing the accounts that have received money from the protest fundraisers. We had heard that TD Bank had already frozen some money like a week ago or more than that, but that it somehow had gotten released. Well, now they've frozen it again, apparently. And they have, according to Reuters.com, TD applied to the Ontario Superior Court of Justice on Friday to take the funds. So TD went to the court and said...
They want to steal the money.
But, yeah.
That makes no sense at all to me or, well, anybody else who's thinking about it logically. They're treating protest as if it's terrorism, and they're two completely different things. The real terrorism here is, of course, the bank trying to take the money from that was contributed to the protest.
Well, it's written in a very confusing way. And, Mark, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. It's written confusingly, but let me give the next couple sentences here. So again, they applied to the court to take the funds, which were sent through GoFundMe and bank transfers, so they can be either sent to the intended recipients or returned to the donors, quote, who have requested refunds, but whose entitlement to a refund cannot be determined by TD, unquote, said the bank in a statement. Now, what this sounds to me like is what's called in civil court an interpleader. And I didn't know anything about interpleaders until a couple years ago. But what an interpleader is what it sounds like they're doing. And that is basically TD is saying, well, somebody told us that they have a claim on this money, but we don't know whose it is. We don't know if it's the person claiming that it's theirs or if it belongs to the account owner or whatever. So here's what we want. We want you to decide, court. Here's $1.5 million. We're going to send it to your bank account, the court's bank account, and then... The people who want their refund or the people who say that it's their money that they earned, y'all get to fight it out, hire attorneys, and fight it out in court, and a man in a robe will decide who gets the $1.5 million.
Hey, government, want to steal some money from your political enemies?
At the very least, they may not steal it, but they will tie it up in the court system for what is probably going to be at least another year before these things can get heard. There's
okay,
no emergency.
So they'll steal it temporarily.
The TD stands for Tyrannical Douchebags.
Yeah. It actually stands for Toronto Dominion, but basically the same thing. So we got more coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. The number is 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here. If you want, you can join us and take control of the airwaves. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And also want to make sure you know about Intercoin. We've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin has its own investor token available on a centralized exchange called xMarkets. You can go to exmarkets.com. And all you need is an email address to sign up so you can keep your privacy intact, which is unbelievable as far as a centralized exchange is concerned. So check that out. You can deposit dozens of different cryptos there, and that includes Bitcoin. Trade them for Tether and use that Tether to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token. You can learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org and buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com. That's exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. Ian Peakless Mountaineer and Captain Kickass all in the studio here. We're going to go back to the phones. We've got Jet calling us from Florida tonight. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
It's time to play Say No Gov.
No Gov.
Or for the Spanish-speaking people, no say gov. Anyway, my job is to call in and help people understand the bogus nature of rulership. So I'm going to focus in on a small group of people who, well, are Satanists and all that. But before I do, I would just have to mention that there really is no such thing as local, state, or federal government. There are only people who have gathered into violent mafia-style gangs called agencies, which is here in America. But and here's the deal. These agencies are fictions, creations of the mind. They're only gangs that can exist inside of your belief system or thinking. That is, they only exist because you believe that they do. And except for their hired guns, you would most likely ignore them or laugh at their pompous dictates. So, there is this one group, and this is that time of the year, the notorious gang who calls themselves the IRS.
There's.
The absolute they absolutely do represent Satan.
No, God!
And every year about this time that we call the tax terrorism season is where these terrorists abduct some famous personality who might have significant social influence and accuse them of the dastardly crime of dun-dun-dun-dun tax evasion. But
not to be confused with tax avoidance.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen anybody particularly in the news lately, but they typically parade the hostage around over the media as a scare tactic, you know, to swell up fear in the rest of us. But what most people don't understand is the bogus nature of the American tax system is actually limited under this bogus document we call the Constitution to only two types of robbery. One is apportionment, which means that everyone pays the same, and the other is excise, which is based upon a luxury or a privilege.
Mm-hmm. But we gave ourselves the power to do more than apportionment.
Yeah, the 16th Amendment, right?
Yeah.
No, that's they actually didn't, but they just decided to ignore those limitations and declare that earning a living, buying food or other necessities, is a privilege. But it is not. So, you know how we say that all taxation is theft? I usually say it's robbery and extortion, but it's actually
that's
slavery.
More accurate.
It's actually slavery, which is collected under the threat of violence. And
robbery is a form of enslavement.
I'll have a little explanation, a little history of this thing. The initial intent of the tax system was similar to tariffs, in that they planned to steal a portion of the profits of foreign entities. But I think of it this way. Anytime someone or group demands that you give them a portion of your earnings, which was obtained from your time and energy, they are demanding your time and energy, which then makes you a slave.
Agreed.
Especially if they keep coming back year after year after year, because otherwise it's just a robbery.
Yeah.
But now it's like a habit.
Yeah.
The chronic robbery.
Yeah.
In fact, the whole reason that mankind has anything, you know, called loosely money, right, these things that we exchange, they're just supposed to be representative of the value of effort that you put in, your time, right? It's just it's a token of your time. It represents some effort that you put in.
Legal exchange.
And so when somebody takes your money from you, they're literally taking your life's effort away from you.
That's right.
That's correct.
And I do want to point out that there is also another very powerful fiction, along with what I have come to call the government myth, is the corporation, which also it's a figment
total
of
fiction.
Our imagination. And if they were not so so caught up with the mafia that you've mentioned, then we would probably laugh at their delusions and their imagination that they are not responsible for their actions.
Well, this is why I try to encourage people to avoid the word government. You can probably use the agency name.
No, God.
You know, and with maybe the word gang or thugs or, you know, that kind of thing on the end of
it. I like government.
IRS means.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, it's new.
Govern myth is what he is saying.
Governess?
M-Y-T-H. Govern myth.
Oh, govern myth. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, because it only exists in your mind. I mean, government doesn't do anything. It doesn't go down to the store. You know, it doesn't drive a car. It doesn't speak. It doesn't do anything. So, but individuals, other humans in these groups, these satanic groups, who get together, they're the ones who do the dastardly deeds.
Yes.
And that's what we really need to focus in on when we make reference to
it. It's a mass delusion of violence, justifying violence against their neighbors, and it's sick.
Yeah. So the last thing I would say is that people with titles have no more right to do anything than you or I. So have a good night.
Thank you, Jet, for the call. Always appreciate that thought because it's an important one to keep in mind.
Absolutely.
No gov.
Yeah. Let's continue here. Let's go.
I was playing the game. Is it over? Did I win?
You do. Let's go to El Pendejo calling from California. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, well, just a
quick news bulletin. You were talking earlier about the American convoy, and you had the call around.
The theoretical American convoy. It hasn't started yet, and we're not sure when or if it will.
Exactly. Well, I don't know. I don't really know if you want me to plug this website. Can I say another website?
Yeah, whatever, man.
It's Free Talk Live, bro.
That's right. It's called thehighwire.com, and the guy that founded it, he and some other people, he was the producer on the movie Vaxxed, and he was also the producer of a show on CBS called The Doctors, and he started to get into trouble and lose work because he was questioning vaccines. So now he has this website, thehighwire.com. It's part of this other group. And it comes on every week. It's, in my opinion, it's very good. It's the best single source I know of for information on COVID. If you're a COVID skeptic, he brings on scientists and all of this stuff and has long form interviews. But anyway, he was saying on the last show that somewhere in SoCal on March 5th, there's going to be a rally, anti-mandate rally. And then the day after, I think he said, the trucks are going to be leaving. I believe the destination is Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I have been hearing March 5th and March 4th the dates that I've been hearing.
Interesting, because I've been hearing February 12th, which is today.
Well, and I've been hearing just recently in the last couple of days something about, surrounding the Super Bowl. Which
would be awesome if they actually did that.
From, an activist perspective.
And a lot safer than surrounding D.C.
Yeah, if you want to, do something activist-like, in sort of a captive audience and something that the world arguably is paying attention to, the Super Bowl is it.
For sure. Of course, they're going to ignore it. I mean, it's not going to get a moment's coverage during the actual game. They're going to focus on the game and what's going on in the stadium, not what's happening outside.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and I just got to say, I do very simply love the idea of March 4th.
Oh, yeah, that works. Right. That works. Hey, El Pendejo, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. By the way, he told me he was watching us on Odyssey, which you can do over at watch.freetalklive.com.
Because we are totally attractive people.
That takes you straight to the video feed itself, or you can go to video.freetalklive.com, and that will take you to our channel. You can follow us on Odyssey, and we sure would appreciate that. The number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. More of your calls are coming up. We've got a few lines open for you if you want to jump in here, get your thoughts on there about whatever's on your mind. Plus, we still have to talk about the Ambassador Bridge, and I know you want to talk about a secret Fed Reserve meeting on the way if we get
Monday.
The chance.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.